Welcome to AM Best Audio.
While sales of supplemental health insurance rose slightly during the first quarter of 2024, life and disability sales posted declines, according to LIMRA Research. Over the coming months, LIMRA projects strong growth of workplace benefits sales as companies increasingly offer benefits to compete for the best talent. I'm Lori Chertis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that is Kelly Benson Bray. She's the Member Relations Director of Workplace Benefits at LIMRA. Kelly, welcome. It's wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Lori. I'm excited about our topic today.
I am also. Kelly, can you tell us more about workplace benefits sales trends during this year's first quarter and what drove those trends?
Sure. So in the first 3 months of 2024, the U.S. workplace supplemental health product sales, which includes accident and critical illness, cancer, hospital indemnity, and other supplemental health insurance products, were up 3% year over year. But during that same time frame, total workplace disability insurance experienced kind of a year over year decrease of 12%. So first quarter is typically the largest quarter for workplace benefits sales, and group companies report sales based on effective dates of their contracts. So sales made up in the fourth quarter of 2023 with effective dates of 1-1 are reported as Q1 2024 sales. So to put this into perspective, for many group companies, 40% of their sales occur during fourth quarter of the year. And total workplace life insurance sales were down 2% from prior year results, with group life insurance premiums falling about 2%, while individual sales increased 2%. So despite the relatively flat overall results, about 7 in 10 insurance carriers saw double-digit increases or decreases compared to the first quarter of 2023 results.
And how does this compare to what we saw last year at this time? And how have workplace benefit sales growth patterns changed in recent years, particularly since the pandemic?
Yeah, great question. So coming out of the pandemic, workers took a step back to really kind of reevaluate what they were looking for in their work experience. And the growth that we saw directly following the pandemic kind of has dissipated, and sales have normalized over the last 12 months. Our studies show 70% of employers said that their company benefits packages will be a critical part of attracting and retaining the best talent and the best workers over the next few years. So more than half of employers, about 51%, believe their company will be offering more benefits in the future to compete for the best talent. At the same time, inflation has put a real squeeze on workers as they try to meet their everyday daily living expenses. In the 2024 BEAT study shows workers have reduced their wallet share that they're willing to spend for workplace benefits. So on average, 20%. This means that in recent LIMRA research suggests demand for broader benefits packages will grow in the next few years. And the importance of really communicating their value is going to become a vital part of that sustainable growth going forward.
Diving deeper into some of the particular workplace benefits, in terms of supplemental health insurance sales, what drove the rise of sales and what specific types of those products experienced a sales increase in the first quarter?
Yeah, so accounting for 94% of all the supplemental health premiums in that first quarter of 2024, the major product lines of accident, critical illness, and hospital indemnity insurance combined posted the growth of about 4% when compared to the first quarter of 2023. So coming out of the pandemic, all the major supplemental benefit product lines have shown quarterly growth since about the second quarter of 2021. While LIMRA research shows that the majority of workers aren't certain if their employers offer these benefits, more than 4 in 10 say these benefits are extremely important to them. So again, this suggests that efforts to expand communication and education is really going to be critical going forward.
You spoke earlier about life insurance sales. What do you attribute to the decline in those sales in the first quarter? And do you expect that trend to continue throughout the remainder of the year?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, workers are tightening their benefit spending in the face of a 40-year high inflation. So this is forcing them to really make tough decisions to look at where they're spending their wallet share. The decline in first quarter 2024 sales results were due to, in large part, lower sales for a handful of large companies, right? According to the 2024 Insurance Barometer study, about 53% of the U.S. workers say they have life insurance through their workplace, and approximately two-thirds of employed Americans, so about 65%, rely on workplace life insurance, so either theirs or a family member's, to meet their life insurance needs. And as a result, LIMRA expects workplace benefit sales growth to continue to be strong in 2024 and 2025.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
And how about disability? How did short and long-term disability insurance sales fare in the first quarter, and what drove that?
Yeah, short-term disability insurance new premiums fell about 17%, and long-term disability insurance premiums fell about 6%. So the decline in long-term disability was really driven by just a handful of companies. The majority of these carriers posted an increase for the quarter. To better understand the declines in life and particularly disability, it's important to note and to remember that the increases experienced by carriers in the first quarter of 2023 are really for the first 3 months of 2023, the life carriers posted a 13% increase in premium, while the disability carriers posted a 21% increase. It's very different to replicate those types of increases 12 months later. So partially, this explains the declines, right? LIMRA is expecting the disability sales to rebound, though, throughout the year.
As you mentioned earlier, as employers look to increasingly acquire and retain top talent, many expect to offer more benefits over the coming years. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? And what are some of the benefits that they are planning to offer?
Yeah, according to LIMRA research, about 70% of employers say their company's benefit package will be critical to attracting and retaining the best workers. So in addition, 51% of those believe their company will be offering more benefits in the future than it does today, and about 61% of employers say their employees will expect a wider variety of benefit options. So LIMRA research shows employers want to offer traditional and non-traditional benefits that can help workers really address the financial risks that they face every day. Yet rising medical premiums are putting a real squeeze on employers' ability to provide a broader employer-paid benefits package. So as a result, more companies are offering benefits that are contributory or voluntary, shifting the cost to their workers.
According to LIMRA research, more employers are looking to leverage freelance workers and offer them benefits. What impact will that have on product design, and who is eligible for benefits?
Yeah, so today, just 19% of employees rely on freelance, or what we call gig jobs, as their primary resource for income. 5 years out, that number jumps to 86%. That's huge growth. One-third of employers say non-traditional workers will make up at least 25% of their workforce by 2028. So again, great growth. LIMRA research shows that of the 66% of employees who currently work at a traditional job, 36% of those say they are likely to pursue freelance or gig position within the next 5 years. So similarly, for those who supplement their traditional jobs with maybe freelance work, 65% of those say they'll look to make their freelance work their primary source of income. However, about 47% of the gig workers today expressed that a lack of traditional benefits really is one of the challenges of gig work. So at the same time, more employers are looking to leverage freelance workers, and many employers are looking to provide benefits for these workers. And according to our research, 69% of employers are considering offering more or some insurance benefits to contract and freelance workers.
Very interesting. So Kelly, what can insurers do going forward to develop more flexible benefit offerings that can be modified to meet changing needs at different life stages and also deliver them in an engaging way that resonates with workers of the future?
Yeah, I think new needs and the ever-evolving expectations and sustained competition for scarce talent and attracting the right talent will continue to drive steady and really significant increases in the demand for workplace benefits. Non-medical benefits will only be more important, and I really believe that soon these benefits will be a baseline, or what we refer to as table stakes. Have this for workers evaluating different organizations and their work options will be really critical. So a majority of employers, about 61%, recognize they'll need to offer a wider variety of benefit options to meet the expectations of different generations in the workforce. And employers believe that this demand for non-medical benefits, such as things like paid family leave, medical leave, emergency savings, and other financial wellness programs, will be increasing significantly over the next few years.
Kelly, this has been so interesting. It's so informative. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you for having me. I've really enjoyed it.
That was Kelly Benson Bray, Member Relations Director of Workplace Benefits at LIMRA. For AM Best Audio, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.